Cavalera, your Star Citizen update for Wednesday, August 26th. Today, no new patch, but a vote that's got a chunk of the community absolutely buzzing, and some old invoices resurfacing with a few surprises. Let's get into it. On the game side, the day is quiet on the technical front. Alpha 4.10 is still sitting on RC2, the build that dropped the day before, and CIG flagged through an environment update that no new PTU build was planned today. Just a server stability hotfix and a mouse input fix that should be a particular relief for Linux players. Two annoyances are still being tracked on this RC2. An elevator that takes a beat too long to respond after you press the button, and the client freezing for a few seconds while loading the main Stanton instance. The good news of the day involves boss Mendo Ren over at Orison. He could slide right out of the arena by clipping over a railing, which wasn't exactly in the spirit of the fight. That's been fixed. Server meshing optimizations continue in the background, with nothing more specific announced for now. On the Squadron 42 front, nothing official, just conversations going round and round. The solo campaign was nowhere to be seen at Gamescom, which just wrapped up, and that's fueling plenty of speculation. Some players feel it was the prime opportunity of the year to show the game to a wider audience, and it slipped by. Others had outright bet on a surprise showing during the event, and are now admitting, a little deflated, that they lost that bet. An event is being floated for October, with questions about whether it'll be streamed for players who can't make it in person. Again, community guesswork, nothing confirmed by the studio. The real soap opera of the day is the ship showdown vote. Every year, the community elects its favorite ship, and this time the face-off is between the Perseus and the Idris, two heavyweights, going at each other's throats on Spectrum and Reddit alike. Perseus supporters are mobilizing hard. Idris fans are firing back with their own arguments, which lean heavily on the paint colors available for the ship, which tells you something about how serious this battle really is. Other candidates are crashing the debate, and a poll is flat out asking players which of the two they'd rather crew. No official results yet. The vote is still open, and to top it all off, some players on a particular browser can't even cast a vote at all anymore. Suspense, Star Citizen style. On Spectrum, the other big topic of the day is the store and billing. A thread is inviting players to go dig up their old invoices and check whether they contain starter hanger add-ons they've completely forgotten they bought. It hit a nerve, with plenty of responses from people rediscovering line items from years ago. That's on top of a broader unease about promo codes that seem to stop working sometimes, out-of-stock items, and a question sent directly to CIG asking whether the current Idris promotion is limited to real money payments before committing any time to it. CIG's weekly tone is also drawing some heat. The Monday update left a sour taste for some players who found it hollow, though others are pushing back and pointing to the few positive bits buried inside it. On the gameplay side, balance questions are making the rounds as usual. One player is puzzling over the fact that an Ares Inferno's entire ammo reserve isn't enough to open an Idris ramp, a debate that's got a near-identical echo on Reddit, with complaints about turrets feeling too weak against a basic heavy fighter. Other discussions are circling around where certain ships fit in the current meta, including the new Kruger stealth fighter. And on Moon Onyx, some players are still struggling to navigate without clear mission markers, a problem one French-speaking content creator happens to be exploring in a video that same day. Over on Reddit, the mood is true to form, somewhere between self-deprecation and genuine affection. The running gag about the game's 10th anniversary keeps spinning, with one player joking that he still can't order a pizza in-game after all this time. Irony sharpened by the discovery that there's actually a delivery mission in Pyro where you deliver exactly that. A UI bug, just a misaligned bar, is presented by its poster as the perfect summary of their relationship with the game. But the community stays attached, with plenty of sunset screenshots and gameplay moments that remind people why they keep coming back, even as some are openly voicing their fatigue and wondering how much longer they can hold on. The verse by the numbers to wrap up, $690,708 raised yesterday, with a total that now stands at $1.039 billion. That was Cavalera. We'll see how that vote turns out. Expect nothing, fly everything.